Carly and Ben's.
Ready? Are you ready? Oh. What the facts?
Ben, today my facts are on redheads. I'm a redhead myself. I'm a proud redhead. I love being a redhead. And if there are any redheads out there, you should feel pretty special because apparently we only make up 2% of the human population.
I'm obsessed with people with red hair. I love Marsha Cross from Melrose and Desperate Housewives, Nicole Kidman.
But is Nicole Kidman a real... Oh, no, she is. You look at her BMX Bandit days.
Well, in actual fact, I'm going to tell you a really random thing just very quickly, and that is that she's a towhead, which means that she actually has no pigmentation to her hair colour at all. And as she was growing up as a kid, her mum used to put food dye in her hair. So she's actually not a real redhead, but it is still in the family of redheads.
That is so weird that you know that, but I guess it is all about the facts in this segment. Now, apparently redheads are more likely to be left-handed as it is a recessive gene, and they reckon the recessive genes appear in pairs.
Wow, that go hand in hand.
Left hand in left hand. Except for I'm not left-handed, so I kind of skipped that one. Now, being a recessive trait, if you have blue eyes and red hair, apparently that is the rarest combination in the world. That's what I have.
That's what you have. Mm. Is that also a sign of Irish heritage?
I don't know, but basically I'm a unicorn.
To be sure, to be sure.
Now, apparently this is good news for redheads. If you are redhead, you are less likely to go grey. They reckon the pigment in red hair stays around much longer than other colours, and instead of going grey, the reddish colour simply fades to a silver white.
Actually, do you know what though? That's a bit random. My best friend Carrie, she has red hair and she's basically gone grey.
Mm.
Maybe she's even more red.
Maybe she's been lying to us all. Maybe she's a bottle red. Now, they've done a few studies into redheads and pain because apparently one study found that redheads had a lower thermal pain tolerance, so, you know, with heat. And the second study said that when they shocked redheads, they found them to have a higher pain threshold.
Yeah, I've actually heard that before, but I don't necessarily know if that's true because most of my redheaded friends, including yourself, very delicate flowers.
Oh, absolutely. I stubbed my toe and I'm in bed for weeks. Now, they found that redheads have fewer individual strands of hair on their head, but they're actually thicker. So, yeah, thanks for that one.
But is it bad to have thick hair?
Oh, I'm basically a walking pillow. Do you know how hard it is to tame this beast?
Oh, you've got gorgeous hair. You're happy with that. Would you ever trade your hair?
No.
No. Love being a ginger through and through.
Oh, I love it.
Ginger in your tea, ginger in your hair. Just ginger everywhere.
Ginger Coke. We're celebrated everywhere. But look, there you go. What the fact on redheads?
Hot FM's Hot Breakfast with Carly and Ben.